Right, welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The B. Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find your contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. We're talking about R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. All right, the Commanders are up there right now. And if you are listening to me right now and you just joined us, you can watch the practice. I know a lot of you want to see it. They're doing one-on-one drills right now on the stream. Offensive linemen or the Commanders are going against the pass rushers of the New York Jets. You can follow it on the Jets YouTube page. I will be honest with you all. This is a time of the year where I get excited about football. Even when I played, this was a time I was getting excited. Big man just now beat the hell out of the Jets guy. But ultimately, you get a chance to go out there and you get to test people, and they have different skill levels. All right? That may be a rookie get up against a veteran. A veteran gets up against a rookie. You have some guys that are just hitting their peak. But this is where coaches really want to understand that you understand what you're doing. You don't get swayed by someone else's stupid actions. Can you keep yourself under control? How hard will you be going? Because the whole thing about it is in practice, most times in training camp, there's a coach in the huddle who's talking to people and telling them what to do. When they get you in this situation, sometimes they put you out there and they don't want to see what you retain. And a lot of times when a guy is playing slow, it's because he don't know what he's doing. And the Jets, their record wasn't great last year, but their level of talent that they have on that team is phenomenal. From receiver to cornerback, I know Quinnen Williams and Quincy Williams. Quincy is the linebacker. They got C.J. Mosley up there. They have some dudes that can play. When you start playing football, you're looking for some dogs, okay? And I'm talking about dog in every positive aspect of the word. This is nothing about negativity. It's all about positive. And this is a chance where you can take a huge step. A lot of these little rookie players on this team today, and they're wondering about, man, I may not be getting enough reps. Today, you can make that happen. You can go out there and do something to make these coaches start to say, you know what, let's find a way to get him on the field. You know, Greg Lloyd was a pass-covering dude for a linebacker. He could pass rush as well. When I had my chance against Greg Lloyd and I did something, I instantly realized that my reps went up. When Don Bro saw that happen, he realized, okay, this dude has been working on this stuff. And this is what other guys have to do too. You know, we look at the games and all, and I think this streaming will give you a look inside of what goes on behind the scenes. When you see the actual game, you see finished products. Right now, it's not finished. It's everything coming together to where they finally do it. Every position go out there and do certain drills. And you're hoping when you finally put this puzzle together, everything works positively. The key, no one gets injured. And I think with a little weather out there, people get concerned. But I still want us in this town to get to the point where we are not concerned about injuries more than we're concerned about guys getting prepared to play. Because I know some people get pissed at me. I don't care. Everybody that you decide to keep on your team should be able to play. Everybody got to be prepared to play. So when you're looking at it like, oh, that guy can't get hurt, you basically are just dismissing the other guys. In this town, we seem to just lose our mind over the first rounder and second rounder, and then everybody else, whatever. Terry McLaurin was a third rounder. Best receiver on our team. Probably most dedicated and hardest working guy on the football team. London Fletcher wasn't a high pick, but everyone discussed London should be in the Hall of Fame. You will see guys prepare and play when they're given the opportunity to get the proper coaching. I believe that this team is getting the proper coaching, and I love this challenge that they have today to be going against a team that has a coach who thinks very much like this one. He wants guys to be hard-nosed, but still he understands he wants guys to be disciplined. You know, I think our mindsets has to change. Yes, we went through a long time of straight BS, okay? We went through it from front office to coaching to players to lack of production. But things seem to be changing now. And I think when that begins to change, your mindset has to change. You can't keep expecting something new whilst thinking how you always thought. And as I go out there to practice, I have a different sense of expectation now. Because I'm watching guys work, I'm watching the coaching that they're getting, and I'm expecting something different. So when I expect different, my mindset has to change. And I think everybody else is out there, your mind has to change too. We're going to get back, take a break here. When we get back, we'll talk with JP again. He's at the practice over in Florham Park. The New York Jets are taking on the Washington Commanders here in practice. And if you're not used to looking at practice, don't expect a lot of game-breaking stuff. It's practice. And practice sometimes is very damn boring. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.